गुरुवे गुरुचंद्राय राधिकायै च दलाये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण कृष्ण चैतन्य सनातन रूपक गोपाल रघुनाथप्त ब्रज बाल पाहि मां. When the Govardhana retreat began this year, I felt very happy seeing so many faces of friends who have been here every year and other friends I hadn't seen in many years from America and other places. And I really felt the sense that this was a sangha and a family. And we were trying to do our little service for the pleasure of Satchinandan Maharaj and Burijan Prabhu and the others to try to speak something. As we were preparing this discussion about Kaliya Damana Leela, a question came in my mind. It's a little bit of a disturbing question. And I contemplated in different angles and I read through different literatures about this pastime. I didn't find any answer. And so I was thinking to myself that on the last day, I'll put forward this question to all the devotees and encourage you all to think about an answer and try to find it. And then it so happened that day we were walking around Giriraj and chanting, and an answer came to my mind. And I'd like to share that with you today. I think you might find it appropriate at this time. Kaliya is used as an example by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami and many of our acharyas as a personality who really got the mercy of Krishna. But when I was contemplating the Leela, I didn't feel very satisfied with that. And a question came. There are acharyas who said that Kali is an example of someone who got a lot of mercy. Well, we can't argue with our acharyas. But at the same time, for those devotees who are aspiring for residence in Vrindavan, how can we think of Kali as an example of great mercy? And he was someone, he really got the mercy of Krishna. Krishna sent him away from Vrindavan. Go away. And I found that a little disturbing. So we were contemplating on this point, and two conclusions came to my mind, two obvious facts, and then we tried to put them together. One is that Krishna sent Kaliya home. Kaliya's home was Ramanaka Dweep. That's where he was born, the son of Kadru and Kashyapa Muni, and living there. And later, as we were describing a few days ago, by the mercy of the mantra that he'd gotten from Ananta Sesh, he was able to come and stay in the Jamuna River for many yugas. So this is one point, that Krishna sent him home, back to Ramanaka Dweep. We all know this. There's another point. The Bhagavatam and other literatures describe that Krishna danced on the heads of Kaliya. In fact, he put his footprints on Kaliya's head. And not just that, but Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he says that Krishna also brought the gopis with him on Kaliya's heads, and they were doing the Ras Leela there. So we were contemplating this. What does it mean when Krishna does the Ras Leela with the gopis? What is the nature of that place? That place becomes a great Mahatirtha. So Kaliya's heads are a great Tirtha. Kaliya, in effect, in that one sense, he became like Vrindavan. Just as Srila Prabhupada, he's wanted the devotees to establish Vrindavan in our hearts. And as the Bhagavatam describes, Bhavad Vida Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani Swantasthena Gadabrita. That the devotees, they carry Vrindavan wherever they go. So, just as Krishna sent Kaliya home after making him into a kind of moving Vrindavan, so Srila Prabhupada also wanted us to establish Vrindavan in our hearts. And then what did Srila Prabhupada do? What happens at the end of the Govardhan retreat? We all have to return home. But not in an ordinary sense. We should bring that Vrindavan with us in our hearts. So this Kaliya Damana Leela is described by Thakur Bhaktivinoda. It means how Krishna drove out malice and envy from Vrindavan. And as we were describing, Kaliya means Kaliya iti Kala Iya. Kaliya means that person who's a resident, Iya, resident, of these qualities of Kala. Kala means black, Kala means night, Kala means iron, and Kala means envy and criticism. And Radha, that place of Kaliya, means a deep lake, but Radha comes from the same beach, Dhatu of Rida, or heart. So our heart we want to make like Vrindavan, but Kaliya is poisoning this Vrindavan. So Kali is poisoning Vrindavan because he's killing the residents of Vrindavan. If we want to establish Vrindavan in our hearts, we have to learn how to love devotees. We were giving some seminar on this topic this year in Ukraine, and one brahmachari became a little disturbed. How are you saying we should love devotees? Love is in the material world. We love Krishna. We don't love other persons in this world. And that gave us a little inspiration to research this topic further. I'd like to read you a few statements. Srila Prabhupada, in one lecture in Los Angeles in 1970, said, in the second platform, meaning in Madhyama Adhikari, we should not only love God, but we should make friendship with devotees who are loving God. That is society. Our society is devotees, just like Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a Brijbasis. And Kaliya was poisoning Vrindavan with his malice and criticism. There was no place for him there. The Prabhupada said, our society is devotees. We should not only practice to love God, but we should make friendship and love the devotees also. And this same point is made in the Satvata Tantra, which is a tantric literature of bhakti, which is quoted many times by different acharyas. And it's described there that we should learn how to associate with devotees. It's described, Hali Lila Shutochara Pareshu Satatam Tvaya Kaya Pritistavahare Yatta Bhaktinanashati. We should always love devotees. Why should we love devotees? We should love those persons who are devoted to hearing Krishna's pastimes. And if we do that, then yata bhakti nanashyati, our bhakti will always be preserved. These Vrindavan villages that Prabhupada wanted us to establish all over the world, beginning with our hearts, those Vrindavan villages will be protected if we learn to love devotees by associating with them in Krishna Katha. Therefore, the Bhagavatam says that we should learn how to associate with devotees by coming together and hearing Krishna Katha. And we should have loving relationships. We should love people who like to hear Krishna Katha. We should love people who speak Krishna Katha. We should love being with devotees in kirtan. We should love our children. We should love doing kirtan with them. We should love hearing and speaking about Krishna with them, as Mother Irmala was describing. We should love our husbands. We should love our wives in Krishna consciousness. As devotees, we should have loving relationships. This is Vrindavan. We should love to come together and hear and chant about Krishna. This is the purpose of this retreat. And this is the purpose of this katha, this Kaliya Damana Leela, to show us how to establish Vrindavan villages in our heart. But we have to drive out the black snake of envy and criticism of Kaliya and drive him away. And I was thinking about Kaliya, how Kaliya is very much like myself. I'm so full of envy and criticism of others. So then I was feeling a little worried. Now Krishna may drive me out from Vrindavan. But Kali has been marked by Krishna. In the same way that we've all been marked by Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's followers. So wherever we go, we should keep those marks on our heads. And we should keep that holy name there. And we should bring Vrindavan with us. We should bring this Govardhan retreat with us. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Manchakopa Vidivishcha Kripa Singhadi Vichha Pritanam Pavani Vaishnavi.